The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And this evening, you will be visiting 465 California Street in San Francisco and the headquarters of Room to Read, an organization that is focused on girls' education and children's literacy in Asia and Africa. We'll begin with Geetha Murilli, the Chief Executive Officer of Room to Read, and then hear from other members of the team.
Room to Read was founded in 2000 with a very simple goal of bringing books to children around the world. Since then, we've grown to reach over 20,000 communities, almost 12.4 million children, with a focus on literacy and gender equality in education.
I think that you see, even in the meetings that come together, it's like all levels of staff are pulled into meetings and people's voices are welcomed at all levels and taken very seriously at all levels. It's not a top-down, decision-driven organization, which I think is one of our strengths. It really allows creative, different ideas to come to the table. And you see this, too, not just at our global office, but a lot of our best ideas come from the field, come from the people who are closest to the beneficiaries. So that's one of the things that I love most about Room to Read.
The background that everyone has is incredibly impressive, and the level of ambition and drive that everyone has is inspiring. So to give you some examples, I could go around even just my direct team and tell you everything that everyone's working on, but everything that everyone's working on outside of the organization. Like, we have two members of our staff, of our team, who are currently writing books, just books on their own about their lives and topics that interest them. Julie, who's sitting next to me, is a photographer and she does family portraits. I am interested in photojournalism and I do that outside of my work as well. One of our other colleagues is interested in starting podcasts. Like, the people who work here are incredibly talented and driven, and you see that reflected in the work that we do, but also outside of our work and just the drive that everyone has. One example is that one of our colleagues had foot surgery recently, and she's been out of the office for a couple weeks. And on Friday, a couple of us went over to her house and worked remotely from her house to keep her company. And it's just like that type of relationship where we know she's going crazy sitting at home. Yeah, we have the flexibility at work to work remotely, but we can't. But we choose to kind of go and support her and just work together side by side is something that is kind of fun and special.
Similarly, with promotions, we talk about the ability to identify talent all over the organization. We're not tied to traditional promotion policies. We look at people's functional capabilities as well as their aspirational capabilities. How much do they want to contribute to this mission, and what have they done to demonstrate their commitment to the organization's goals?
Is that it's almost a running joke at this point that there are going to be some tears at our all hands meetings. And it's not sad tears. It's tears because the stories that we hear in that meeting when we're all together, they're so inspirational and they move people to tears. And it's, you know, certainly a lot of the stories that will do this are from the field. And when we have, stories from our field offices, our country offices, stories from people who usually work in San Francisco, having the honor and privilege of going and seeing that work firsthand. But it also strikes me, too, that I have personally been moved to tears and have seen my coworkers as well when we're talking about our fellow coworkers.
I wanted to touch on a fun tradition that we have at Room to Read, which is ringing the yak bell in celebration of big events or accomplishments that we have as a team. So I think it's nice because it connects us. It is unique and fun, and it connects us to our history as well, where Room to Read started in Nepal, and with our mascot, Zach the Yak, with books on his back. So whenever we have something fun to celebrate or whenever we hear the yak bell ringing, we know there's a good announcement to follow.
I also like people have interests. There's like a run club here. So in the summer, sometimes people go once a week out running. I ran a half marathon with a few people. Also a book club. I never was a part of a book club, so joined that. So I've done a lot of stuff I never would have done at other jobs. And I just really appreciate the family feel here. It's great.
Probably a good 60% of that meeting that happened quarterly was focused on everyone going around through the Skype meeting and through their camera showing a recent picture of themselves and explaining the background of that picture and then people being able to comment on that. And it was so the main focus of that meeting was really just getting to know each other, and there was a lot that needed to be done, and there was a lot that was accomplished on that meeting. So there were a lot of results that came out of that meeting, but a huge part of it was just getting to know each other and being able to build those relationships. And I think that's so important, and it's something that we really do focus on while still achieving results, which I think is very exciting to see.
I found it really refreshing that the management team here, and specifically my manager, has really prioritized my creative growth, and from developing new skills that I didn't even have when I walked in the door, like video editing, to making that a key aspect of my role that is now a huge passion of mine, and I'm looking to explore further even beyond my work here. To just having ideas and being able to run with them and flesh them out into things that are much larger than a seed. That's been something that's really refreshing, and there's a lot of autonomy and growth that I think is accelerated because of that.
There is a tremendous amount of trust that we have in each other. Trust that even when we mess up, even if we royally mess up, it was not because we didn't try hard or think hard. And that trust in each other goes a really long way, I think, in the teamwork that we have together, and because we are working globally, and there's a lot of room for misinterpretation, misinterpreting emails, misinterpreting WhatsApp messages, misreading something. But because we do have that trust in each other, we're able to turn things around. We're able to make the work move forward.
We recently redid our onboarding materials for our new staff that come on. And one of the things I think externally that a lot of people know about Room to Read is just how fantastic our materials look. Our donor materials, our annual report, I cannot say enough about the annual report, to our website, our newly done website, our blog posts, everything like that. And I think what Megan did pretty recently was she took that same level of care that we throw out to our external donors and people who are interested in our work, and we applied that to our own employees. We have this wonderful travel journal now that people get when they come on.
The third thing is that we hire fiercely competitive people when it comes to things that are non-work related. So come here on Halloween and you will find a very competitive Halloween costume contest where people are dressed up individually or as groups. 2 hours before that, the bathroom will be filled with hairspray and different things happening as people prepare for their Halloween costume. And so somehow we have found people that like that competition in the lighter side of the work.
I'm an accountant here, so I'm sort of indirectly linked to the project work. I don't get to go out and see all the wonderful work that's being done, so all the times it's sort of brought back, and we can see people talk about it, show the videos, and see the kids smiling faces and all the good work we've done. I think it's really cool, so I really appreciate that we do that on a pretty regular basis here.
But one thing that we have done this year, and I just loved, you know, being part of these meetings and everything, is we actually did a focus group afterwards. So we had, you know, as a, you know, standard SurveyMonkey thing that we used to gather this information, but then we gathered the different groups at Room to Read. We had supervisors, we had non-supervisors, we had, you know, some for the staff in this office, we had global webinars for our staff around the globe, and it was just, it was such an incredible thing to see other people, you know, not just, okay, I answered something and who knows where it goes, but just having that atmosphere to talk with your fellow colleagues, and again, in an incredibly safe, fostering place where you could get ideas out. And it wasn't anything where people were just, you know, kind of griping about, you know, what they didn't like. In fact, it was almost the complete opposite. So many people had so many ideas of, oh, I think we can do this, and I think we can do this.
One of the things I can talk about is professional development, and particularly at Room to Read, I've been so appreciative of the stretch opportunities that I've been provided. I think I, you know, was able to demonstrate that I could get my job done, and then as soon as that happened, there were all kinds of opportunities to kind of to stretch my skills, to develop new skills, to roll out initiatives and projects worldwide, which is something that I wouldn't have really thought about doing when I first joined Room to Read, but I think that it was having, you know, supervisors who believed in me and saw that and thought about and provided those opportunities, which has been really critical in my own development and career.
What is the nitty-gritty work that makes you a global office and that makes sure that your team feels like really keyed in and special, and that someone from India and someone from Nepal and someone from the US and someone from Australia and Switzerland can all feel included in this mission, not just as a worker, but like as a person? And I think that always stands out to me consistently in all the work that we do.
I want to thank OT for helping to organize my visit and to all those who participated in this piece. Kimberly Gomez, Julie Ellis, Florence Middleton, Danielle Reichner, Erica Cuellar, Megan Litwin, Brian Kavanaugh, and Sanjana Kubchandani. If you would like to hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants and the offices, come to denver-frederick.com. And we'll have posted there for you my full interview with Geetha Murrilli, the CEO of Room to Read.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.